More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Breathe and Release, Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to the Tuesday More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It is a cloudy Tuesday in beautiful Northern California, May 12th. Welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Scott Lucas, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Deb Lucas, welcome to Facebook Live. Late afternoon on the East Coast. Matt, welcome to Facebook Live. Michelle in San Diego, welcome to Facebook Live. James Leese, good coaching you. Callie, good seeing you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Carrie Thompson, looking forward to coaching you. Matt, good afternoon. Topic for today's Facebook Live is free enterprise skills in very challenging times. As all of you are understanding, our country is in lockdown, a siege, house arrest, and in some areas there's possibility of martial law. If you follow the narrative of what is happening in the state of Washington, it is very interesting. Jody Garrett, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Maureen in New York, welcome. So the topic for today's Facebook Live is, how do I create results in free enterprise, even though everything in the outer world is challenging? As we lose more and more civil liberties, as the lockdown continues, a few states are beginning to open up. Some of us are in states where our governors are doing what governors do. So that means that we have the opportunity in free enterprise, at present anyway, to continue to create results. And so that means that you want to be able to stay focused, live in the solution, create results, and do your best not to get overwhelmed. I coached one of my clients at 11 o'clock today, and he was asking me, he was, Jeff, I'm someone who's very, very spiritual. I'm a Christian. I'm very evolved. I watch a lot of the, I'm in a lot of the groups. I understand what's going on behind the veil. He goes, I'm finding it very challenging not to get overwhelmed. And so I spent my hour coaching my client on how to let go, how to separate feelings from the events, meaning that the outer world has a lot of challenges going on, situations that we want to control. We want normal back. We want our life back. We want to go to the baseball game. We want to go to dinner. There's a lot of things that we want that have been taken away from us. So in building a business in today's time, it's important that you understand what recession-proof means for the present. And what you want to learn to be comfortable with is how uncomfortable everything else is, meaning that everything or anything can change tomorrow. That's one of the most important situations that you understand, is that our world is changing so fast that it can create a head swiveling. I mean, every different day, there's a new set of guidelines. There's a new set of rules. I just had someone in one of the groups I'm in, I saw a woman posted that her husband got on a plane from Louisiana, went to Florida, and before he got off the plane, he had to sign a document that said whatever documents say. I read the document. If you want to follow the narrative of that, that is in Down the Rabbit Hole. That is one of the groups that I receive content from, Down the Rabbit Hole. And so you're sitting in a plane, you're reading this, you go, this is preposterous, this is overwhelming. Well, that's the ego's way of taking you into a fight or flight, anxiety, overwhelm, doubt, all these situations that are not normal but are conditional. Now, who you can be while these times are challenges is you can be your best you. You can be your best self. You can focus on production. I spoke to one of my clients who was a mortgage broker. He had his best month of the year in the month of April. I'm sorry, the best month of his career in the month of April. I coached a business owner in Maryland Sunday. His company had over $300,000 worth of profit in the month of April, meaning that was his best month, his best company's month. Now, it means some people have businesses that adapt and adjust to the situation. There are certain network marketing companies and direct sales businesses. There are certain real estate situations that are favorable for the situation. I know in the state of Pennsylvania, selling real estate is practically beyond challenging. There are certain businesses that adapt and adjust. And if you don't have one of those businesses, then I suggest you attract, create, find, or invent one as soon as possible. I coached one of my clients today who I certified out as a coaching student. In other words, I have a coaching program. I have a certified coaching program for $2,000 where I assist people how to become a coach, and two people hired her in the month of April for $1,000 each. I mean, that's what you would want to have. And that was in her first month of being a coach. Now, she went through my coaching certification process. I've also coached her for 3 years, and she has found her passion. She has much more passion about her coaching business than she is another business that she'd been involved in part-time as a mom. So that means you want to be able to find your niche in this situation that you're in. So, I mean, I've said this before, you can learn how to do investments online. You can do how to earn Amazon online. You can be an Amazon reseller. You can be an arbitrage marketer. You can be a coach. You can be an influencer, an affluencer. You can get paid for doing YouTube videos. You can get paid for multiple situations. You could start a business where you could be a deliverer of content. I mean, you could be some type of online messenger person. You can be in a network marketing business, direct sales business. I mean, any multitude of situations where you can create commerce, transactions, and or money, so you can be and stay in a state of flow. If you have anxiety about money, if you have a lot of debt, if you're overwhelmed, if you lost your job, if you're living on a government support or situations like that, that is going to eventually run out. It's going to be your responsibility, the ability to respond, to be flexible, to be able to navigate the situation for what it is, to be able to be and stay in a present moment awareness. Before I went to bed last night, I received a video. I covered this last night. One of my clients sent me a video that I don't even want to use this. So words like shocking, it wasn't shocking, but I received a video it churned my gut. It was about a governor in a certain state who was put in this state in a 14-day quarantine and a 14-day lockdown, just as we're moving into states opening. I mean, this just shows you where you live can affect your business. I mean, this is why you have to be able to adapt and adjust. And the word that you hear this word a lot, right? Here's two words I've heard in the last 8 weeks: narrative and pivot. So I mean, the narrator, the narrative. You have to be able to pivot. I mean, means you have to be able to turn and adapt and adjust. I mean, this is really going to test your ego, because your ego is going to scream, I want my MTV. I want to watch Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. I mean, your ego is going to scream, I want normal. I want to go to a Phillies game. I want pizza. I want to dine out. I want to go to a state park. I mean, I want ice cream. You should be able to have that, but our civil liberties are at stake right now. And there's not a whole lot you can do about that other than support whoever your candidate is, or do whatever you feel you can do. But that's outside of you. Now, I realize we do require to take our part, but there's also what you can be and what you can do is you can be your best. You can be your best at not getting overwhelmed. You can be your best at being focused. You can be your best student. All the half-assed effort that you've put into skimming books, you can actually read the fucking book. Not only read the book, but read the book and implement it. Before I went to bed last night, in an overwhelmed state, I was reading the book Transcending Levels of Consciousness. And I was reading acceptance. You can accept the situation for what it is and begin to separate feelings from the events that shape them. Just right now, as we're speaking on my laptop, there's a really good video of Alex Jones. I've seen it 3 times today. On an average basis, say I've already received 11 videos from my clients today, 11 videos of what's going on behind the scene. And yes, I actually watch components of them between calls, etc. So it's like Nikos just said, life is a chess game. Don't be the pawn in this game, because you don't want to be the pawn in the game. You want to be the master of the game. And the more you understand the cause that creates the effect. Also, in the book The Art of War and the book 48 Laws of Power. Now, I've shared the cover of the book 48 Laws of Power. But in that book, there's a chapter that says, keep your friends close, enemies closer. And in that chapter, it says, know thy enemy. So when you understand who your enemy is, And instead of getting pissed off at your enemy, but as you start to understand your enemy and you respect your enemy, and you respect that your enemy is a very viable opponent, it's going to be your responsibility not to beat your enemy, but to outmaneuver them. This is not a win-loss game. Consciousness does not play for black and white, win and lose, good or bad. Consciousness is consciousness because consciousness is awareness. Consciousness is understanding. Consciousness does not walk across the stage. That's an ego. An ego walks across the stage and says, I did it. Consciousness walks across the stage and says, I am. I am me and I am free. I am good enough. Consciousness does not recognize victories, wins and losses, defeats. Consciousness understands awareness. So when someone says, does that make sense? Does that make sense? I say, I understand. And the more you understand, then you won't get into this, this doesn't make sense. I don't understand this. You would think that. I can't believe this. This is crazy. The ego wants to silently suffer. And as you let go of your egoic analytical mind, the ego that processes, thinks, and analyzes. Someone asked me recently, what do you spend most of your time in your coaching? And I said, I spend most of my time assisting my clients to understand the events that shape their feelings, provided they're open and willing to let go of the story that says, I don't remember, I don't know. People that don't know end up using I don't know in their sentence structure frequently. If you don't know why you do what you do, then I don't know becomes an inserted three words in a sentence, I don't know. You'll end sentences with I don't know. And by saying, you know, I don't know, what you're really saying is, I'm not taking responsibility. I'm just going to go ahead and sleepwalk through life, tiptoe quietly through life, in a pissed off analytical state, trying to figure this out and not produce any results, and then be pissed off at the other people who are consciously aware in sobriety and recovery. That's what the egoic mind was. Now, if you've suffered enough and you want to let go of that, or you've stood at the edge of the bridge like a few of us had and said, I might jump. And then you realize, ooh, that takes a lot of courage. If you ever pull that hammer back on that handgun and you think, this could be the way out, this ego wants to stop silently suffering, and you go, oh, I don't have that kind of courage. And then you go have another shot of courage and then continue to suffer along until eventually you hit rock bottom. Now, rock bottom can really be rock middle. Rock middle could have been what you experienced this morning, because you don't have to go any deeper than the depth you've already gone, provided you're willing to let go. Separate the feelings from the events that shape them. Your skill set will never be tested more than right now. If you want to find what you're made of, look right in the mirror this afternoon and go, I can do this. I can be that man or woman. I am so done with this. See, that's the man or woman you can be today. And you can learn the simple skill sets. Now, the simple skill sets, if you spend any time with me, you would see that what I do isn't glamorous. Most of my time is in this chair right here. This chair has a cowhide on the back of it. It's bookshelves in the back of me. There's bookshelves around me. I'm looking out on the front street right there. And I spend most of my day right here. My ass is in this chair. I walk down that hallway. There is a kitchen, and I walk right over there. There's a bathroom in my office. And I will spend most of my day going to that bathroom and that kitchen in between intervals of production. And then I'll spend most of my day right there with my ass in this chair. And I will coach you, and then in between calls, I will return messages. I'll watch content intel, and if I have a break, I prospect, or I use my steam room, or whatever I do, and I do it effectively. And if you would learn to do these simple skills, see, that's the emotional discipline. That's the cornerstone of transformation. So in recovery, the cornerstone of transformation is going to the meeting. But see, an addict that's an addict that's a dry drunk who thinks they're sober will say dumb shit like, oh, well, that's too far to drive there. I don't have that kind of time. So what they're saying is, I don't have the time to stay sober. I don't have the time to plug into that community that will keep me sober for that first year or two. Because an addict always wants a little more. Most people won't practice the simple discipline. They won't ask the same question over and over and over. If you saw me prospect, you would see textbook prospecting. You would see me ask the questions that are less than 15 words. You would see me extract a word out of that last sentence, put it in this sentence of mine, end it with a question, and continue to interview the prospect or whoever it is I'm communicating with. And you would see that I hear that people don't answer the question, and I'll ask the same question again. That's a discipline that you can learn in these challenging times. And it's called the fundamentals. I am a fundamentally sound producer. My best friend Terry Baldwin came to one of my events in 2014. Terry and I started playing Little League Baseball when I was in the third grade. He was in the fourth grade. And he and I played four sports together for 3 years. We went to the same junior college together. And I worked for Terry's mom, who owned a restaurant in Clarinda, Iowa, called The Branding Iron. Terry came and saw me speak. He saw me speak in front of 350 people. I hadn't seen Terry in about 10 years, and he showed up at one of my events in New Jersey. And Terry was a very skilled accountant working for a top five accounting firm in Denver, Colorado. Terry asked if he'd come up and share a little bit about me on stage, and he told my audience, he goes, Jeff was the smallest guy on our team, and the thing that separated Jeff from the rest of the players, Jeff was an all-state player, said what Jeff had that the rest of us didn't have, he was tenacious. He was a competitor. He was the captain of our team. And see, that was the simple discipline required to be my best. I wasn't the best, but I was my best. Now, if you would focus on being your best in these challenging times, results would start to show up. Now, my client that I coached at 9 o'clock that I told you about, she had two coaching sales in the last 2 weeks of the month. And she said, Jeff, this is amazing. In my network marketing business, just like you said, people are showing up. I'm not even focused on that business. And two people joined me and I'm not even attempting to close a sale. Now, that's exactly how this is supposed to happen. It means that in a state of flow, that was a tear that was coming from the unresolved pain left over from a childhood of abandonment or rejection issues that I continue to release and not process or hold on to. And the more you understand the pain body that we stay in, then you can separate the feelings from the events. And when you find that fucking edge, that's unresolved, and you turn that edge into a refined piece of steel, that's when you become smooth. And that smoothness that you're seeking to refine only comes from repetition and experience and letting go. And if you're one of these people that say, I will not be vaccinated, well, welcome aboard. That is me as well. I will not go out like this. And that should be your motto today. I will not go out like this. There's a fight inside a mile wide. And you got to find that today. One of my clients just sent me a message. Put in 3 hours today. One of my clients is studying for a test. It's like the test of her life. And I had a coaching session with her today. I'm so proud of her. She devoted 3 hours to passing this test. And so that's the simple discipline required. The dedicated blocks of time. What the skill sets that you could develop in this time you're in right now are not difficult. I mean, here are the simplicity of the skill sets that you could master right now. Number one, the art of making your bed. As fucked up as that sounds, as ridiculous as it sounds, as stupid as it sounds, as overwhelming as it sounds, if you can make your bed with a sense of dignity and pride and you can stand back from it and look at that bed and say, right on, chief, that is a great bed. You can do that because that's the first exercise that most people sabotage when they get up. And that's called discipline 101. Now, if you can make it out of the bedroom with making your bed and you make it to the kitchen and you make yourself an exceptional cup of coffee or tea or whatever you drink in the morning and you can wipe the sink down and you can wipe everything down and you can look back at it and say, I did it. See, these are the simple situations that are required for you to master the moving parts of being a millionaire. Because if you can't make your freaking bed or wipe the spots out of the sink, how the are you going to be able to handle an organization that has a few hundred, a few thousand? How are you going to be able to handle the taxes, the probate tax? How are you going to handle the real estate tax? How are you going to be able to handle the self-employment tax? How are you going to be able to handle the vendors, the contractors? How are you going to be able to pull off the real estate projects? How are you going to be able to pay the quarterly tax? How are you going to do the payroll tax? How are you going to be able to do QuickBooks? How are you going to be organized? How are you going to keep up with it all if you can't make your bed? That's the simplest skill you can master is making the bed. And once you make the bed, then you can start to do things like put your toothbrush away. Even though these sound childish, they aren't, because these are the simple discipline. A great baseball player, a great athlete, a great golfer focuses on fundamentals. Results come with fundamentals and they come concurrently. But if your fundamentals suck, if your fundamentals are weak, if you live in an unorganized mess, if you're overwhelmed all the time, you cannot own a business. Because the business will not be smooth, it won't operate. If you keep avoiding the business, if you keep getting ready to get ready, if you keep studying, if you keep analyzing, if you can't make a decision, if you can't pick the person that's gonna be best for you, if you keep having to think it all through, if you keep putting shit off that you never get around to, how can you ever attract someone like me that's like this? You can't. Because you require someone like me who will be at rock bottom and go from rock bottom to $100,000 a month in a 12-month period. There are people out like me out there looking for you, but I can't find you if you're going to mix message and overwhelmed. You can only attract your reality people and situations to fulfill your feelings of anxiety, fear, and doubt. That's what most of people live in. But when you move into consciousness, now you can attract your reality, quality like-minded success seekers, who are a soul having a human experience, who have consciousness, who are woke, who understand what's going on behind the veil, and who can pivot and create business on command. Not broke people who live in poverty consciousness, never have the money, never have the resources, consistently tell me they're going to hire me one day, next year, next never. And those are the kind of people that you're not looking for. The kind of people you're looking for are called the LOF. These are the law of the few. And the law of the few do not come from royal bloodlines. That is called, it starts with a G, elite. And those people are the people who tend to want to control people. The people that you're looking for don't live in any control because they have consciousness. They have spirituality. Many of them are Christians or whatever spirituality they are, whatever their spiritual beliefs are. These are people who have values. These are the people who have character. This is the kind of person you're looking for. Not the kind of people who quit when it's easy. It's easy to quit. That's why so many people quit. They start and they quit. They start and they quit because they never really commit. These are the type of people that you are looking for. These are the kind of people who will go the extra yard. They will stay late, not expecting to be paid for overtime for a task well done. There was an AT&T guy in my house today. I offered him $40 and he goes, "That's okay, that's cool." He goes, "Just being in your house was good enough for me. What a beautiful house you have." I mean, that's what the guy said to me today. He wouldn't accept a tip because he just said that being in the energy of the house was good enough for him. I offered him a book. He took that, or he received that, but he wouldn't take the cash. I mean, it's whatever. So, I mean, this is what you're looking for. People have character. So these are skills you learn, attraction skills in these challenging times. You learn attraction skills by reading the book Letting Go. You learn attraction skills by hiring me to be your coach. You learn attraction skills by separating your feelings that keep you in anxiety, fear, and doubt. You learn attraction skills by being attractive. And I don't mean physically, but I mean emotionally. When you're in a mixed message, you are unattractive to the people who live in a clear message. When you're in an overwhelmed state of consciousness called anxiety, fear, and doubt, the law of physics don't allow this. You can't possibly attract your reality. People are consciously aware unless you get lucky. Now, you can get lucky, but the last time I checked, luck is when opportunity meets preparation. And I'd much rather be good than lucky any day, because good has goodness in it. Luck requires on an equation. And the last time I looked, success is not an equation. Success is a process. Success is a fucking commitment. And if you can't commit, then you're just going to stay interested. And if you're commitment conscious, then you're not commitment phobic. In this gray world, you're either in or out, Chief, because if you're not in, you're out. And if you're not with us, you're against us in our world, because in our world, the battle lines are drawing right here. You're either a business owner and you're in business and you're going to stay in business, and if your business goes out of business, you will start a new one because you are an American. You have character, you have pride, you have dignity. The flag means something. In my neighborhood, my neighbor has a flag across the street. My neighbor right over there has a giant flagpole that he put in. I watched him put it in, whatever, marveled it. I occasionally go over there and touch it to make sure I'm in America. He had a backhoe pull up in his driveway. Now, I knew his uncle. His uncle was my next door neighbor. The guy moved in. He inherited his uncle's house. He completely rehabbed the house, completely changed the corner lot of the neighborhood. And one of the things he did that was so cool is he put a giant flagpole, the kind that I grew up with in small town America, the kind with a chain like this, and you bring it down, you snap the flag, and you raise it up, and there's the gold ball on the top of it. That's the kind of flag he has. So when I challenge where I am in America, I go and put my hand on the flagpole just to freaking make sure I'm still in America. So, I mean, it's very grounding. That is a skill. And a skill is being able to breathe through a set of feelings. A skill is to acknowledge how pissed off you are and then breathe through it and go, whew, I'm glad I'm letting go of that. Because when you're pissed off about what's going on right now, what it means is you feel violated. And that scent, that violation that you feel is connected to unresolved issues that still is happening to you. So when you look around and you're like pissed off that this is once your country, we can still take it back. I mean, we have till November to prove who we are and what we're worth. And it ain't over. And even if the side you choose doesn't win, that doesn't mean you lost. That means you be and stay in a place called consciousness. You do your best to be your best, and you find your inner inspiration. You find your pissed off energy, and you turn that into passion. You have to be able to pivot on that. That anger you have, that rage, you turn that into passion, and you turn that into results. You turn that into solution. You relax into that, and you become flexible in it. Because when you're angry, you're rigid. And that anger that you're in, that anger that you're feeling about losing your civil liberties, well, you got to relax into it because you cannot control the outcome right now. I mean, your sobriety will be tested every freaking day for the next year or so, maybe two or three, or maybe the rest of your life. But that's what recovery is. Recovery is a higher level of sobriety where you separate your feelings from the events that shape them. You scale up into a place called consciousness. You look back over your past and say, there's no regrets anymore. I forgive myself and I'm no longer ashamed and guilty of the things I did. I can accept them and I'm standing right here in the present and I can attract to my reality people of the same set of feelings, values, purposes, qualities, and characters that I possess. If you are watching this Facebook Live today and anything I said today connects with you and you would like a free 20-minute coaching call, because I tell you, I am on freaking fire today. It's like this with me. This is like $100,000 days for me. And if you've never had one of those, I'll teach you how they happen. And they happen through osmosis and on command when you understand the zone. There's a zone that you play in to create a $1,000 day, a $10,000 day, a $100,000 day, $100,000 week, $1 million month, $1 million calendar year. But that does not happen by being average. That comes from being exceptional. So if you have not received a free 20-minute coaching call from me, feel free to go right up there and send me your phone number and why you want me to coach you, and I'll return your call today. I have one block of time open today. I will say this. I have some great coaching values I'm offering in the month of May and the month of June. So go ahead and contact me. Look forward to connecting with all of you. I'll be on here tonight at 9 o'clock. And I also want to tell you that here's something that you might consider. I went out and looked up. I have a fascination. I rekindled a fascination for the movie The Wizard of Oz, and I've become fascinated with the original story that Frank Baum had and the illustrator who illustrated the book. Now, I've been studying the narrative of that book. There's the word narrative. And that book was written about what was happening today. So I went out and bought a 1944 mint copy for $90. I did see a few first editions. The first editions are about $10,000, $5,000, depending on the shape. That's The Wizard of Oz, Frank Baum, written in 1890, about a 1994 mint condition. When I'll show it to you, I'll have it in the next couple days or so. But the whole storyline and the plot line, that, if you can, Wikipedia, The Wizard of Oz. It's nothing like you think it is. It's about the money system of the 1890s going into the turn of the century, and a lot of the players are part of what's going on. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
More Heart Than Talent Radio.